From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. After getting the green light from the federal government, BP has started an undersea test of a new cap that NPR's Richard Harris says could finally shut off the flow of oil into the Gulf of Mexico.
BP was on the verge of starting this test Tuesday, but government officials decided to take another 24 hours to make sure it wasn't going to do more harm than good. The test involves shutting the valves that have been installed on the top of the well. That will at least temporarily stop the flow of oil into the Gulf. But scientists were also worried that if too much pressure built up in the undersea well once the valves were closed, that could actually cause more damage. An intensive review concludes that risk is low. And even if the well isn't quite strong enough to be shut down for good, the results of this test will help BP plan its next step. That's a relief well that will be used to pour cement into the bottom of the blown-out well and plug it permanently. The test could last as long as 2 days. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Consumers will see lower out-of-pocket health costs for preventive care. Under the landmark health overhaul law, officials say insurance companies will be required to cover mammograms, immunizations, colonoscopies, and other preventive services without charging a copayment or deductible. The rules take effect in September. Avandia will stay on the market, but a panel of FDA advisors says the diabetes drug taken by millions of Americans should carry additional warnings. Panel member Dr. Lamont Weedy says Avandia does help some diabetics.
I didn't want to take away a drug without definitive evidence that it was bad from those few patients who need it.
The advisory panel says Avandia does pose a greater risk of heart attacks than other diabetes medicines. President Obama is taking a lot of heat on the issue of job creation, but NPR's Paul Brown says the White House claims the economic stimulus saved or helped create millions of jobs.
Vice President Joe Biden says it's clear the Economic Recovery Act has kept the U.S. out of an even deeper economic trough than it's been in.
We would be barely growing at all were it not to have passed in the first place and been implemented.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce says it may be true that stimulus money has kept the country out of depression, but it also claims the White House has taken its eye off job creation and claims health care overhaul and new regulations are hurting businesses. President Obama, in turn, is enlisting former President Bill Clinton to help win over business allies and get the Democrats' economic messages across. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
The Federal Reserve is not as bullish on the economy as it was in April. The latest forecast expects growth as low as 3% this year. Despite that prediction, Wall Street closed with a small gain today. The Dow was up 3 points, NASDAQ rose 7, the S&P unchanged. This is NPR. Prosecutors are considering the death penalty in the case of four police officers charged in the shooting deaths of two people on a New Orleans bridge following Hurricane Katrina. Three of the officers are pleading not guilty. A fourth man was arrested in Texas yesterday. Five former officers already pleaded guilty in the cover-up. The U.S. military has handed over to Iraqi authorities dozens of former members of dictator Saddam Hussein's inner circle. In Baghdad, NPR's Kelly McEvers reports the group includes Tariq Aziz, who was the public face of Saddam's regime.
The U.S. military says 26 former Saddam aides were handed over to Iraqi officials this week. The men were being held at Camp Cropper, the last detention center under American control in Iraq. That prison will be transferred to the Iraqis tomorrow as part of a security agreement negotiated by the two countries in 2008. Tariq Aziz turned himself in to American authorities in 2003. He since has been charged with ordering the execution of Iraqi businessmen who profited during the years that Iraq was under U.N. sanctions. His lawyer says he fears harsh new charges will be brought against Aziz. The U.S. is holding on to a handful of other former Saddam aides who have been sentenced to death. Saddam himself was executed in 2006. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Baghdad.
The so-called barefoot bandit was in court in Miami today to face charges stemming from a 2-year string of break-ins and plane thefts across the U.S. The judge set another hearing for Friday to give Colton Harris more time to hire a lawyer. The 19-year-old was deported from the Bahamas. I'm Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington.